just obviously want to say really, really excited to be back. Obviously, I keep saying to be back. I never left, so it's really nice. Want to obviously, you know, thank the Packers, the organization. I'm so happy we were able to come to an agreement here before we even got to free agency. I'd be remiss not to thank my agent, Mike McCartney. Did a great job, and that relationship just with the organization and with him was vital in getting this done. And so happy for four more. So you know, appreciate y'all coming out, and you know, look forward to this next phase. So questions now.
In this league, not a lot of guys get to retire with the team that drafted them. Is this a step in that direction for you, do you think?
Oh, man, I'm not even looking towards retirement now. You know, it's, I'm happy. I'm thinking about, you know, the fact that this next year will be year 10, and, you know, all 10 years with the Packers, and then we'll kind of go from there. But I am so excited to be back with this team, and being back here today in the locker room, and, you know, knowing that here in a month be back in here with all my teammates, all my good friends, and so couldn't ask for a better result and a better situation right now.
From the last 9 years, what are you most proud of in your career so far?
Man, I think how I've dealt with adversity, dealt with some, well, actually probably the good and the bad. You know, there's been some really awesome moments, but you know, those tough moments are what kind of helped me to really kind of polish what kind of kicker I'm going to be. So you know, these last few years are what I expect out of myself, and what I expect to be, and I hope to continue, you know, that forward. That's you know, those are the expectations that I have, and I know the organization has, and I'm excited about that. So you know, the adversity, those moments where it didn't always look so pretty. Those moments are things that I draw from, and can help me to continue forward, and you know, obviously continue the process there.
Could you contrast the feelings of when you take the pay cut going into 2013 versus now when you get the big payday?
Man, yeah, there's somewhat similar feelings of you know, motivation to continue to be successful and continue to work hard. So. Yeah, that was obviously a different situation there, where you know, not necessarily back against the wall, but it was okay. I knew what I needed to do, and but I have that same mindset here. I feel so thankful and so happy to be part of this organization again for another 4 years, and continue that you know, that run that we've had. And but with that comes that responsibility and that motivation that I want to keep working hard, and you know, do something better next year than I have in the past. And so that's the mindset I'm taking forward, and you know, it's exciting. It's exciting, the teams we've had since I've been here in 9 years. What's this team going to look like for next year, and what can we do to continue to be successful? So you know, all those things really, you know, kind of popped into my mind as this all happened, and talking to y'all here today, and kind of as it's all unfolding, it's finally feeling real. You know, yesterday and kind of this last 24 hours, it's been a surreal feeling thinking about you know, re-signing and coming back for another 4 years, and continuing this run here with the Packers.
Was your hope always to try and get it done before free agency, or was there a part of you that was tempted to just see what was out there?
I think that was the goal all along. You know, obviously we were in constant talks, and obviously the mutual respect and the relationship that I formed over 9 years, we continued those talks, you know, through the season, through the off season, and we're able to get something done. You know, obviously before, you know, a week before free agency, where I you know, I'm extremely happy about it, and I think the team is, and we can start moving forward.
I mean, so there's plenty of guys who have accomplished a lot in their careers and then say, you know what, I want to go kick in a warmer weather place or kick in a dome. Why does it work for you here, do you think?
You know, that was part of the process after the season. Just like, yeah, I mean, I've played 9 years here. You know, that's, I am the all-time leading scorer. But then I look at my teammates. I look at the guys that I'm, you know, I've been able to play with, and the guys that are in this locker room that, you know, we have a chance to do some great things, and we've done some great things together. And then, you know, look at T teammate, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you're not gonna find another quarterback that can do the things he does. And you know, I sent him a text and I said, you know, you can give me some chip shot field goals, you know, next year. It's not a big deal, but I'm happy to kick extra points, you know, for him, you know, if they're putting it in the end zone. But you know, there were a lot of things that that play into it, and you know, talking to my family and friends, and just kind of, you know, what better place to be than in Green Bay, where I've started building a legacy these 9 years, and I've you know, established myself here, and I couldn't really imagine playing anywhere else. So, yeah, you know, whenever I was down in Texas and it was 75 degrees, and I looked at the forecast and I was like, you know, we play in that sometimes in December, but you know, it's all part of it. I actually, you know, I really enjoy the challenge and embrace it. I think there's obviously something special here, and I'm happy every day to be a part of it. And then coming back, walking in this building, I mean, you're not going to find a better place and a better organization that takes care of the players and the people that are here every day. So yeah, it was pretty much a no-brainer to try to get something done, and I'm glad it worked out.
Hey, Mace, I know when you go back, we talked to you about 12 at nauseam, but
that was long ago. Was right. That now? No.
But the organization standing by you through that whole thing, yeah. I think that helped the relationship with them, knowing that even when you pretty much hit the lowest of the low, that
yeah. Well, obviously, that relationship is all a part of it too. I mean, there was never going to be another Green Bay as far as the relationship that I have with an organization. So, yeah, they stuck by me in that season, you know, and then we reworked, you know, contract to protect them, but then also give me a chance to kind of, you know, earn it back and work through it. So just my whole career here, it's been about that mutual respect and, you know, working together and that's what this place is all about, is you know, what's best for this team, how can we, you know, be successful, put our, you know, our best stuff on the field. And so that year I still always look at as you know, just a really, it was a negative while it was happening, you know, it was not a good time, but such a positive in the long run because of all of those things, the relationships that I was able to, you know, form through that, and just kind of, you know, through the adversity, we, you know, I think we came together even a little bit more, just as far as you know, that bond that I have with the Packers. So yeah, it's a special place, and you know, I do think through that, you know, there's no other place that I wanted to be.
What does it mean to be paid among the top kickers? Maybe you'll never be statistically the driver of the top kicker because of the challenges here, but be paid among them. What does that mean to you?
You know, man, it's I just feel so blessed to be able to play this game. I was talking to a school down in my hometown to these kids, and I was like, man, I get to go into an NFL stadium for my job and play a game, and I get to, you know, be paid well for it. So so I look at that, and I look at the guys around me that you know, that I'm kind of in there with. You know, obviously, I think this deal, they're saying I'm, you know, the third highest at this point, and you know, just I feel like it's been 9 years, a lot of hard work, a lot of different things, and yeah, statistically, it's tough to kick here in Green Bay at times, but you know, the team saw that value, and you know, I'm happy to do it, and I think you know, the working relationship between Russ Ball and Ted and my agent, we're able to come together and get a good deal done.
You said no-brainer in terms of re-signing here. Is it a two-way street there with a guy that's made 20 straight postseason field goals? It's not like they can just find that anywhere else.
I think with the challenges, yeah, I mean, that are presented with kicking here in Green Bay, and you know, with the new extra point rules, and you know, all the different variables there, and the team that we're building, you know, we have a, you know, a great quarterback and a great core group of guys. You know, we're looking to make, you know, runs deep in the playoffs and try to win Super Bowls. So I think all those pieces, I you know, I think I'm just a kind of a piece of that puzzle, and I'm looking forward to continuing on, and you know, just kind of continuing to move in those directions. And I think this My most exciting time of the year is when we come back in April and get to see what this team looks like, and you bring in the draft picks in May, and to start building this thing for the next season. So I think we're building something great, as we have been my whole 9 years, and these next 4 years are going to be pretty exciting.
Mason, logistically, how did the last 48 hours? I mean, I feel like I just saw you flexing and eating a donut at home.
Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, I know.
And you're here now. I mean, you had to get up here obviously to physically sign the contract.
Yeah.
Take a physical.
Yeah.
So how did it? The kids are running around and next thing you know you're on a plane or.
Kind of. Yeah. It was just through the combine, through talks, everything kind of started ramping up a little bit, and we felt like it was, we were pretty close, and then yesterday, everything kind of couple back and forth, and we were able to come to an agreement, and then it was like, deal kind of was agreed upon, and then got an email saying here's your flights for tomorrow, and I was on a plane at 6:30 this morning heading up, and yeah, I went and got my physical, make sure I was didn't hurt myself while I was going, and so I'm all good there, and then signed the deal. So it's been a whirlwind these last 24 hours. Lots of fun, lots of excitement, and I'm ready for these next 4 years and this next step. So it's truly an honor and a blessing to be here with the Green Bay Packers, and I can't wait for this next year.
And you knew they weren't going to tag you, though, right? That was never really a conversation.
Well, obviously, we never really got to that point. So we were able to get something done before then, and really thankful to be able to plan. And we have a family, and things to kind of go there. And obviously, the Packers understand a lot of that as well. And it just seems like obviously it was going to get done, and we were able to get it done a week early. So.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.